السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brother and sister in Islam. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن والاه. أما بعد, I am going to try to send you a link of this man. Very unique man. He is considered تابع تابعين عبد الله بن المبارك رحمة الله عليه. And عبد الله بن المبارك, he born approximately 118 Hijri. Wallahu a'lam. I hope I'm right. Anyway, it's close to 1300 years ago, give and take. Not exactly. Don't worry about the detail. I will send you all the detail, inshallah. But the most important, this man, he was an imam, he was a sheikh, he was a scholar. He famous by piety, merchant. He used to work so hard to make money 1 year. And the following year, he spent it to be for Sabilillah. And he spent all his money and go back and forth the same. The reason I'm sending you this message is a story to teach you something. And this story, I never forget it. I never forget it. This is when 1 year he decided to do Hajj. He did many Hajj in his life. Many. And during this time, he lived in Iraq. But believe it or not, according to some report, he born in one of these 10. Kurdistan, something like that, 10. 1 year he's going to Hajj. And he was very famous. When he go to Hajj, he take a lot of money with him. A lot of money, whatever he can. With the intention to spend it all for Sabilillah during Hajj. He loved to spend money for Sabilillah and Hajj. And during Hajj, he know the value. He know the value. When you have value, you do according to what you value. Don't ever forget that. And this man traveled, and close by, just in the suburb of Mecca, he saw a woman bend to the ground and pick up a dead bird. He get curious, and he said to her, Ya Amatullah, O the servant of Allah, what are you doing? She said, leave me alone. He said, Wallahi, I will not leave you alone until you tell me, why you pick up a dead bird? She said, I have 5 children. I have nothing at home for almost a week. My children dying from hunger. I knocked the door of all the people and nobody gave me anything. And now I pick up the dead bird to feed it to my children. He said, did you not know? The woman said to him, did you not know? No, I'm sorry. He tell her, did you not know dead animal or bird is haram to eat? She tell him, and you do not know when you have a situation of desperation and life and death, the haram become halal? He cried. He cried. Wonder what he did. He's not like us. He didn't shake his bucket and he give her something. He didn't give her a dollar or a couple of dollars. You will not believe what he did. He give her everything. He gave her everything. And he said, please don't tell anybody about me. Salamu alaikum. And now he have nothing. He did not even go to Hajj. He go home and he tell his wife, please don't tell anybody I came back. I don't want anybody to ask me any question. He won't hide his good deed. after Hajj season arrive and people start coming back, he starts show up and people meet him. Oh, Abdullah, thank you, Abdullah. You support me in Safa and Marwa. Ya Abdullah, thank you for making Salah with us. Ya Abdullah, thank you. You helped me in Tawaf. Ya Abdullah, thank you. And everybody thank him for different good deed he did with them in the time of Hajj. Abdullah went unseen. But I didn't go to Hajj. Allah know where am I. He went. He cried to Allah and asked him, Ya Allah, what happened? Why all these people thank me for all this good deed? He cry a lot. He make a lot of dua. He makes salah. And he begged Allah to tell him. According is two report. One report, a call from Allah. Doesn't mean Allah. A call from Allah. Munadin min qibal Allah. A call from Allah. And another report, he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the message was, Ya Abdullah, Allah was so amazed and so happy about what you done. He created angel in your shape and everything. And he asks the angel to do the Hajj in your behalf and do all the good deed you was planning to do in your behalf. And Ya Abdullah, just because Allah is happy with you, Allah accept the Hajj from everybody this year for you. And he give you a rewarding of extra 10 Hajj with all the good deed. What is the message? Allah loves sacrifice. Sacrifice. Word sacrifice doesn't mean 1%, 2%, 5%, 10%. No. Sacrifice. He gave all his wealth right away to this woman. And according to some report, he tell her, I want you to live with dignity, you and your kids until they grow. Look at the thinking. He didn't give her some meal. He didn't go give her a cheap meal and that's it. He want her to live in dignity and her children until they grow. He give her everything. Huge amount of wealth. Because he used to travel with a lot of wealth. He give her everything. He come back with nothing. Just to let her live with dignity and her children. Allah was so happy. He created an angel in his shape, in his behalf, to do Hajj for him. What an honor. What an honor. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we finished the ritual of the 9 days. Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, taqabbal minna wa minkum salih al-a'man. Okay, Eid finished. How much we sacrifice? How much we willing to sacrifice for Sabilillah? How much we willing to elevate the deen of Allah, alleviating the suffering of others? The journey will continue until we die. And all it takes a moment. A moment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put for in your heart the love of sacrifice. You support the deen of Allah, Allah support you. You sacrifice for Allah, Allah open for you in a way you never expected. Sacrifice. It has to be big. Very big. And it has to be for Sabilillah. For the deen of Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. One day, I was watching this man all night. He cried. He cried in Salah so much. We were 3 people in the masjid. We wait until he finished. We said to him, please, Can he give us a few minutes? He said, yes. I asked him, I never forget it. It was almost 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I asked him, Ya Sheikh, I want to cry like you. I want to cry in Salah like you. He said, my son, you want to cry like me? I said, yes. He said, it will come after four steps. I said, what is that? He said, when you go to a journey of Iman, and you put your Iman above anybody, this is journey one. Number two, when you seek knowledge and you try to make mujahada and live the knowledge, this is number two. Number three, when you be willing and doing everything to elevate the deen of Allah and you spend your money and life and money for sabilillah completely, this is number three. Number four, when you did everything and you start crying for the condition of the ummah, you will cry like me, because you will exhaust all your effort and you cry to Allah to open. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to live the true journey of Iman, the true journey of love of Allah, the true journey to support the deen of Allah and support those who support the deen of Allah, and spread the message and try to wake up the ummah, and whatever we can, the maximum we can, day and night, until we meet Allah and we tell him, Allah, I did the utmost, I did my best, I did what I can, I did what I can. And at this time we will cry for the condition of the ummah. And we beg Allah to put tawfiq and nur and qabool and barakah in everything we say and we do. I hope this message reaches you and we get the message and get the wisdom from it. Please remind me if I forget. I'm going to try to send you the link about Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah alayh. You could read it. Beautiful story. And one of the beautiful icon men. You could read about him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.